AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. An AP investigation found evidence the number of people killed in Ukraine at a theater in Mariupol was about 600, doubled the number estimated. Here's the AP's Karen Chamas.
As a dark gray cloud slowly rose from the theater into the Mariupol skyline, in the basement of the building, Yulia Marukhenko stood in her bathrobe, stunned by the force of the explosion. The blow was terrible. Everything was in a fog. We didn't see each other. Then my husband went upstairs to see what had happened, and he started to get hysterical. He said corpses were everywhere. Although she tried not to, Oksana couldn't help but look. Bodies were strewn everywhere. And by the exit, a little girl lay still on the floor. Yulia Marukhnenko, who lived nearby, ran to help immediately after the attack. Although not physical, she is deeply psychologically scarred by what she saw. It is very difficult in psychological terms when someone around you is calling their father. Someone calls Vanya Vova. A woman is being taken away by the arms and she shouts, "I don't want to live. Why should I live if the whole family died?" I'm Karen Chamas.
The defense minister repeated Russian forces have blocked off a steel mill in Mariupol. Another official in Russia denies they were storming the plant. Stocks are mixed in the early going on Wall Street. Traders are looking ahead to an announcement later in the day on interest rates from the Federal Reserve. Bankrate.com's Greg McBride says all rates will be going up.
Going forward, what we will see is variable rate debts, things like credit cards, home equity lines of credit, private student loans. Those rates will stair step higher in concert with the Federal Reserve.
The Fed is widely expected to raise its benchmark short-term rate by double the usual amount, half a percentage point. Beijing closed 60 subway stations, more than 10% of its vast system, as an additional measure against the spread of the coronavirus. This is AP News. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will be welcoming some new inductees.
Jolene. Dolly Parton had respectfully bowed out of consideration for Rock Hall induction, but the voters felt otherwise. She is one of this year's inductees. You're a heartbreaker. Pat Benatar, Duran Duran, Lionel Richie, Eminem, Eurythmics, and Carly Simon also will be inducted this year. Judas Priest did not make the cut this year. However, they will be given the Musical Excellence Award, along with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Harry Belafonte and Elizabeth Cotton will be honored as early influencers. The inductions will be November 5th in Los Angeles. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
NBC News reports Los Angeles police say the man arrested for attacking Dave Chappelle on stage at the Hollywood Bowl was carrying a fake gun with a real knife blade inside it. Security guards chased and overpowered the attacker. Chappelle continued with his show. Chris Rock was there and jokingly asked if the attacker was Will Smith. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.